All right, Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. This is Bill Wills. Mike Snyder alongside Alex Stone joins us from Phoenix this morning. Where Alex, good morning. I said earlier, you know, in sports we have the noise and we have the news, we have the game. There was a lot of noise yesterday. People awaiting what the Dallas Cowboys would do last night, right?
Yeah, and the move here was very symbolic. The Cowboys walking out together, kneeling as a team in the crowd. There were boos, and it was quite loud boos that came out from fans in the stands. But that sea owner Jerry Jones, who has spoken out against players kneeling during the anthem, down on one knee himself before the anthem, but definitely that symbolism that was there. And then for the actual anthem, all players on the field standing and linking arms to show unity. It was a moment nobody knew what they were going to do, because Jones has been so vocal over the last year or so about not wanting players to, and not thinking that players should kneel during the anthem. Neither team had anybody kneel during the anthem. Neither team has had anybody as this whole controversy has been going on.
This after a weekend where you had some owners taking a knee, going out with their team, some owners not, some players not showing up, others showing up. And as it played out last night, this sounds, or it looked like, a negotiated protest?
It was a bit, and we've been hearing from team members, from the Cowboys, and they say they agonized over this. And this was something Saturday on, since the president made his comments, that they really day and night discussed. And there were a lot of phone calls and a lot of discussions about how were they going to handle this correctly, and that they wanted to do something not in the national anthem. They didn't want to impact the anthem itself, but they felt like they had to recognize what was going on around the country, and that the final decision wasn't made until about 10 or 15 minutes before the game, and they decided, okay, this is what they would do. They would kneel with Jerry Jones before the anthem and then stand up and link arms with everybody else.
Yeah, Alex, as you said, I think Jason Garrett, the Cowboys coach, said there were a lot of different meetings really leading up to this, as you suggest, and on the Cardinals side, anything from their side of it too.
And no, not a whole lot. They stood and they linked arms, and everybody, all the fans, were encouraged to link arms as well. They decided not to kneel as a team, although as a team, they have said that if players do whatever they want to do, go for it. But we haven't seen players here in Arizona doing that. And, you know, the interesting thing is around the stadium, first thing I noticed when we pulled up yesterday, a lot of people wearing American flag apparel, trying to make the point. You could see where they stood based on what they were wearing. And one of the folks wearing that stuff, Hector Navarro, he says that he wanted to wear American flag clothing to show respect to the flag, and that getting down on one knee is dishonoring the men and women who died defending it.
Because I think it's important to show respect for the flag of our country and for all the people that sacrificed for us to be able to enjoy all the things we have here.
But on the other side, Sam Fields, who's African-American, a Cowboys fan, he says he has to kneel during the national anthem right now. He says this is not pro-Trump, anti-Trump, as it's become over the last couple of days. He says it goes back to the original intent.
What it's about is African-Americans really, literally feeling afraid when a police stop happens.
Yeah, and so much for many, it has become the pro-Trump, anti-Trump, depending on if you support the president or not, is where you come down on this. But many of those who were kneeling last night say that is not what this is about, that they don't see any connection to the president. They go back to the original Kaepernick intent from last year.
Alex Stone, Phoenix this morning. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, guys.
Yesterday, of course, a lot of media attention. Mike Snyder, you were there with LeBron and the Cavs media day, and LeBron James helped move the conversation forward yesterday in the collision of sports and politics. The star, though, may have dragged it backward in talking about Trump supporters.
And am I saying that the people of Ohio wasn't educated? Am I saying that some of the other states that voted for him was uneducated? They could have been or they could not have been, but that doesn't mean that it was the right choice. And I think that's one of the biggest problems that we have when it becomes vote time, that people are just not educated on either the individual or what's actually going on in the state of the world right now. Not like that particular state, but in the world. I don't think a lot of people are educated, and they make choices and say things that's uneducated.
Now LeBron spent about 40 minutes with the media yesterday.
Yes.
And if you heard it yesterday, we were there.
We had it live, yes.
Interesting side of LeBron. I mean, he was relaxed at times, very focused, compartmentalized almost, Mike.
He was playful at times and then serious, as you heard there. It spent probably, I don't have the exact breakdown of each segment, but of the 45 minutes, I'd say anywhere from 10 to 15 was spent talking about, you know, the NFL, yeah. Trump, President Trump, and you know, the soundbite that you heard there, why he took the stand he had, why he was so vocal in a tweet calling the president a bum and didn't back off from using that that term yesterday. And you heard a segment of that, and then of course he did talk about other things basketball related, but no question that that he was very intent to get his message out.
Social media lighting up, our Facebook page as well. If you want to post a comment, Wilson Center Facebook, more LeBron is up there. The comment about educated. So if we didn't vote for Hillary, we're not educated? Maybe people were educated, LeBron, and that's they made their decision. You got to be very careful wording this.
Yes.
But
yes.
That's, he said what he said.
Yes,
yesterday.
He did.
And he'll have to live with whatever those consequences are as they play out. As far as any regrets calling the President Trump a bum?
Is there any regret that you got into a name-calling situation with the president?
No. A name called him. What'd I say? Let me hear you say it.
Called him a bum.
It's not a name call. It's you bum. Me and my friends call each other that all the time. I'm not his friend though. I don't want to see that on the note. He's not my friend.